Once upon a time, on a cozy Christmas Eve, the Stahlbaum family had their annual holiday party. Their house was decorated with wreaths, stockings, and mistletoe. In the center of it all was the most beautiful Christmas tree imaginable. The children, Clara and Fritz, were playing and dancing as more and more family members and friends arrived. Clara and Fritz were very anxious for their godfather, Drosselmeyer, to arrive because he was a toy maker. When he arrived, he had presents for everyone. He gave Fritz a beautiful drum and Clara the best gift of all, the Nutcracker. Fritz was jealous of Clara's present, grabbed it from Clara, and broke it. Drosselmeyer quickly repaired the Nutcracker with a magical handkerchief. As the night grew late, the guests left, and Clara fell asleep under the tree with the Nutcracker in her arms. At the stroke of midnight, Clara was awakened and strange things began to happen. Clara started shrinking, and the tree grew higher and higher above her. All of a sudden, large mice dressed in army uniforms, led by the Mouse King, began to circle the room. Clara's Nutcracker came to life and led an army of toy soldiers into battle with the mice. The Mouse King cornered the Nutcracker and they fought one-on-one. Clara knew the Nutcracker was no match for the Mouse King's strength, so she threw her slipper at the Mouse King and hit him right in the middle of his head. The Mouse King dropped to the floor, and the mice army quickly carried away their king. Everything became quiet and still. Angels appeared, and delightful music sounded from above. Suddenly, the Nutcracker turned into a handsome prince. A magical sleigh appeared, and the prince took Clara on a journey through the night to the land of snow, an enchanted snow forest with dancing snowflakes. After their magical journey through the snow forest, they arrived in the land of sweets, where the mountains were topped with whipped cream, the flowers made of candy, and buttercream frosting was covering the ground. They were greeted by the Sugar Plum Fairy. When the prince told the Sugar Plum Fairy about their daring battle with the army of mice, she decided to reward them with a celebration of dances. The Russian Dance. The Dance of the Reed Flutes. The Waltz of the Flowers. Sugar Plum Fairy danced her very own dance. Clara told the prince that she wished their adventure would never end. The prince told Clara that if she truly believed in the land of snow and the land of sweets, that these places would always remain in her heart. They both fell asleep. Clara woke up on Christmas morning under the tree with her wooden Nutcracker in her arms and the greatest gift of all, a warm, filled heart.